Steelers running back Najee Harris is at the center of the NFL's COVID vaccine crackdown. So will he or won't he get vaxxed? Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. For Najee Harris and the Steelers, it's all in the wrist. No, I'm not talking about the rookie running back's ability to hold on to the football. These days, with the COVID-19 Delta variant surging, it's all about the vaccine. And in the NFL, which is imposing some strict new rules for unvaccinated players, it comes down to a yellow wristband. This is the mark that identifies those players who remain unvaccinated. And while the Steelers are said to have a high overall rate of vaccinated players, Najee Harris was recently spotting wearing that telltale yellow wristband. It ignited a full-blown COVID vaccine controversy in Pittsburgh. Much of this is the fact that Najee Harris, the sensational Steelers rookie runner out of Alabama, is expected to be the centerpiece of the new offense under coordinator Matt Canada. Head coach Mike Tomlin, who loves his bell cow backs, is touting Harris as nothing short of a three-down threat who will be both a running and pass-catching weapon out of the backfield. In fact, Harris is likely to be the headliner of this rebuilt Steelers offense, not the 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger, who could well be in his final Steelers season. Hey, this team is all in on 2021. The season is literally riding on the broad shoulders and tree trunk legs of Najee Harris. But not if the running back is grounded after contracting COVID. Harris would have to isolate for at least 10 days under that NFL policy and likely miss multiple games, and that's just for one positive COVID test. If things really get bad and the contagion spreads on the team, the Steelers could conceivably have to forfeit games under the NFL's new policy. In other words, Najee's much-heralded debut rookie season could go from being a Rookie of the Year candidate to Steelers scapegoat pretty damn quick. Sure, we know it is a personal choice about the vaccine. It's his body, his choice. But under the NFL's COVID rules, that choice now affects the Steelers' chances for the entire season. It's a big deal, and it's being talked about in a big way, both in Pittsburgh and all across the NFL. We have it all for you in this Stay Safe edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to check out my print column first thing on Penn Live. It will be packed with plenty of memes, bringing the Najee will he or won't he vax debate to life. But right now, let's get right to it. Suddenly, all across the NFL, players like Ezekiel Elliott are touting medical privacy HIPAA laws, even though it really doesn't apply to NFL players. After all, the league publishes weekly injury reports detailing all the health issues and injuries their players sustain. And the COVID vaccination status, as well as their regular COVID test results, will be part of that injury report going forward. In fact, COVID could be the biggest single injury report item throughout this coming season. The NFL desperately wants to get back to business as usual. That means full stands and a full schedule under the new 17-game system. The league simply can't afford COVID outbreaks that would derail that schedule, and it won't allow teams with low vaccination rates to delay the tightly packed season calendar. Instead, those infected teams will forfeit games, and the players on those teams will have to fork over their game checks. Let's hope it doesn't come to that with the Steelers. But right now, Najee Harris is both the biggest star in Pittsburgh and also the most closely watched player as to his vaccination status. Will he or won't he? That is the question. Right now, Mike Tomlin isn't talking about individual players and their vaccine status. And so far, no one has had the opportunity to ask Najee directly about his vaccination status. But the questions won't go away, not as long as that yellow wristband remains on Najee's wrist. Here now is much more on this COVID-19 vaccination conundrum. Hey, we should be talking about football, not the virus, but such is the situation with the Steelers. And especially when Najee was spotted wearing that yellow wristband, all hell broke loose in Pittsburgh. It signaled that Najee, at least for now, was going to run without protection of that vaccine. Yes, of course, we said it's his body, his choice. But if he contracts COVID, it could really infect the Steelers' chances under those NFL rules and those harsh policies aimed at unvaccinated players. Here is how Ron Cook, writing in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, sums up the Steelers' situation involving Najee, the wristband, and what all this could mean for the upcoming season. He writes this, quote, "Najee Harris made headlines during the weekend at Steelers training camp, even before he had his first carry in pads. It was not a headline that he nor the team welcomed. Harris was photographed at practice wearing a yellow wristband, indicating that he has not started or completed the COVID-19 vaccination process. The NFL has ordered its teams to identify players who are not vaccinated, and the Steelers merely were following protocol with Harris's yellow wristband. The league has a good reason for this mandate, and it is absolutely right for issuing it. Its revenue dropped from $16 billion in 2019 to $12 billion last year because of the pandemic, and that's according to Sports Business Journal. It is so determined to do better financially this season that it is all but threatening players to get vaccinated. It's clear the teams will cut marginal players. Harris is safe because he's a number one draft pick, with stardom likely ahead of them if they don't comply. The NFL feels so strongly about this that it's even willing to ostracize unvaccinated players from their teammates. It's hoping the teammates will turn up the pressure on the unvaccinated. Quote, we don't agree to the wristbands and think they are unnecessary, unquote. That's the NFL Players Association fighting back against this wristband policy, but it ain't stopping the NFL from doing it. Cook provides the details showing how an unvaccinated Najee Harris could threaten the Steelers' season. He writes this, quote, here's the difference between the way the NFL looks at positive tests among unvaccinated and vaccinated personnel. An unvaccinated player who tests positive must isolate for at least 10 days. A vaccinated, asymptomatic player can return to the team after two negative tests that are at least 24 hours apart, and he does not have to isolate for the full 10 days. Clearly, the NFL believes a vaccinated player will get back in the lineup quicker if he does get the virus without his performance being negatively affected. That's where the competitive advantage comes in. The NFL sent out a memo last week telling its clubs that it will not extend the season if there is a COVID outbreak and will forfeit games instead. Players on both teams in a forfeited game will not be paid, unquote. Great stuff from Ron Cook, and really it is a big ouch for the teams that end up in that situation. And I'm not talking about the ouch of getting the shot. The NFL has spoken, and Ron Cook says the bottom line of all this harsh COVID vaccine policy is this simple message. Be a good teammate. Get vaccinated. Clearly, the Steelers can't afford Najee Harris to be sidelined by COVID. He's just too important to their new offense and their 2021 chances. Pittsburgh is going all in on the season, and they're going all in on Najee Harris. Meanwhile, Ben Roethlisberger is looking to be playing his swan song in Pittsburgh. So, you know, the pressure on Najee is even bigger because, hey, Big Ben wants to go out in a big way. Here's General Manager Kevin Colbert on Big Ben's last stand with the Steelers. Quote, 2021 is all we're worried about with Ben. What he did for us in the spring by taking a restructuring of his contract, it was done with two purposes. The first was his being able to be here, but also allowing us to do some things financially cap-wise that we probably wouldn't have been able to do without that restructure, unquote. The result has been the Steelers adding more and more pieces to the puzzle that is this roster for this season. And it won't be a Big Ben-only show. Najee is now the co-star, if not the headliner, of the steel-to-be-unveiled rebuilt offense under Coordinator Canada. Plans are for Najee to be nothing short of a three-down, do-everything, run-and-catch weapon out of the backfield. It sounds great, except for one thing, and it's a big thing at that. Who will block for Najee? Here is Ed Bouchette with The Athletic opining on the crapshoot that is the offensive line, which has new starters at all five positions. He writes this: maybe the Steelers' new line will surprise some people. Maybe the rookie center will play as advertised, and Dotson will be as impressive as the starting left guard he was in his relief appearances there as a rookie. Maybe Trey Turner, who's only 28, will return to his pre-injury Pro Bowl ways. Maybe Zach Banner, who won the job at right tackle impressively last year before the ACL tear, comes back. They're all banking heavily on Chukwuma Okafor at left tackle, where his athletic ability may be more suited than his fit at right tackle, and he can follow in Starks' path before him. But it could all fall apart, too. And the season with it, as so many believe it will happen. The Steelers' current line should be rated low because it has not had much chance to prove itself, and its resumes don't pop with potential. But Coach Mike Tomlin delivered a memorable comment when he compared the offensive line to the one of last season. Quote Tomlin, "We don't have the bar set real high. We were last in the league in rushing. We have nowhere to go but up from certain aspects. We've got capable guys. There's an expectation here that those guys are going to deliver," unquote. Hey, let's just hope that that delivery is not COD, because it sure could cost these 2021 Steelers, not to mention spoil Najee Harris's debut season. So we've got two controversies surrounding the Steelers' offense: the vaccine status of Najee Harris, and the status of the offensive line, who's going to be protecting Ben Roethlisberger and clearing the way for the aforementioned Najee. So that's the season we're living through, one that will be likely as important to what happens off-season with all those COVID tests as to what happens on the field with that offensive line. And of course, we are going to be covering it both sides, both ways, always, right here on your Steelers Update podcast. So download the audio wherever you download your favorite podcast. It's out fresh every Wednesday throughout the season, throughout the offseason. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.